what do you think are the kind of actions or activities that are involved when you're managing Upwork? I'm going to share some in this discussion for sure, but I wanted to hear, before we get into what I sort of am recommending, what are some of the things that you're doing already today that you think is managing Upwork? And
I think for me, sometimes it's time management, saying, you know, I'm at this point in the project, you know, depending on when, what the timeline looks like, you know, if I have additional time, I could probably do this, and if we don't have additional time, then it's going to be like this, that type of thing.
Time management. Okay. Agnes and Bridget?
For me, I don't think I do a really good job when it comes to this. I mean, I do have a one-on-one meeting with my manager every once a month, but my participation in that meeting is not that. It's more like she asks questions, I answer for it, so I kind of know that I'm not managing the time very well.
Okay, and we will talk about that, actually. So that's a great call-out. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Okay. Agnes? We're having trouble hearing you, Agnes. It's breaking up a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, not much better. Yes.
Oh, great. For me, it would be I have trends every week. So I do send a transaction. I'm the one who's setting up the agenda for each check-in once a week. So
okay.
I believe it's more about that. So we do talk what what is important for my for me in terms of completing the projects.
Mm-hmm.
That would be that one. So that that was a chance to take the take the leadership on this one, and I just took it, and that was that.
Excellent.
I just
okay. Excellent. Any other comments about activities to manage Upwork? Okay, great. So I have a kind of a anchoring slide for what I'm sharing. This is from my experience, what is happening with managing Upwork. What we want, and you guys talked about, is we want a relationship, a positive relationship with our manager. We want respect from him and her. We want influence on how he or she perceives your work, especially during promotion, but overall from performance reviews, from how to what to assign you as the next piece of work or opportunity. And you want trust, right? To some extent, you want to make sure that they trust you that you will get the work done. And the biggest thing here, and I think you guys already know this, and that's why you're raising your hand and jumping on this call on a Sunday, you know this is earned. Because if you ask anyone that you deal with, to have even, let's say you're in that position, and they want a relationship from you, they want respect from you, they want to have an influence on how you think about them. They want trust from you. That doesn't happen just because you are their friend or their manager, or that is earned. So in this case, your manager won't just give that to you because they hired you. This is why I commonly say, hey, you know, the skill to manage Upwork is never something that is put in any job description, but it is essential for everyone who wants to be successful to do proactively. Let me pause there just to see if there's any questions. Does that make sense?
No. It makes sense. I have no question. Thank you.
Okay. And so managing Upwork has a couple themes. Because I only could share, you know, with our allotted time, 5 examples that I'm thinking are fairly sort of common things to do. They're not difficult to do, but they're not limited to these 5 examples. So when you're putting some effort into thinking about managing upwards, I want to also give you some power to be creative and just think about the themes first, because if what you do fit into some of these themes, then you are managing upwards, whether you are doing these five examples or some other theme. So some of the themes, the very biggest theme is be proactive, right? Management, especially if your manager has multiple team members, which is very likely, it's not an easy job. It's not like, even if they care, it's not something that will, it is kind of your job to be proactive into influencing and reaching out so that you can stand out and you can, it's about doing certain things before your manager asks. Be personable. I've read a study before, you know, managers or leadership promotes people they like. I know I said, hey, to be liked by your manager is not a primary objective, and it isn't by itself. It doesn't mean, like, when you have the respect and all of these things, but they don't get who you are, then it's a little bit harder to promote you versus they have all of these with another person, but they also get who they are as a person. So being personable actually sometimes is a missing piece that people don't think is part of the job. Be easy to manage. With a lot of people, the easier you are to manage, the less more micromanagement is going to happen. Now, granted, there are definitely a different level and skill sets in management as well, right? At every level, there are great managers, there are mediocre managers, and then there's really sucky managers. And I would say there is a discussion we could have about when is it worth making the effort to manage upwards, and when is it kind of time to kind of cut your losses and move on somewhere else, because that manager will not do anything, regardless of what you do. But in the case of this topic, I want to focus on I would say the 50% of managers that are at least cares and would want you to succeed, but may or may not have either the time or you have to help. And managing upward is actually about helping your manager manage you and help you. The fourth one is about building reputation. And this is not just about building your reputation with your manager.
Hi, Lee.
Yes.
Yeah, just one quick question. Can you elaborate a little bit more about it? Be easy to manage. Are you talking in terms of I'm managing my manager or she manage me? Or I make it easy for her to manage me?
You make it easy for her to manage you. And I'll talk a little bit more in detail of this, right?
Okay.
Because,
thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's our job. If this is our manager, it's mm-hmm. not about them being easy to manage for you, because they're not there to be, you know, you have to actually cater to them, right? If they got five people under them and they have a different schedule, they have a manager they have to cater to as well. It's not necessarily about agreeing with all everything. It's about this of building what you want, right? So that brings to building reputation. It's not just about building your reputation with her or him. It's about helping your manager also protect her reputation, right? Because if you want trust and respect, you got to give it as well. That means you're going to look out for her or him when there's situations that may affect you and her or him and the entire team. So there are some examples here to talk through. And lastly, be grateful. This is, a lot of times, management is a thankless job. They can't share their complaints with you. You're a team member. They can never do that. They shouldn't do that. And so if they do something for you, even though you ask them, it's their choice to whether give it to you or give it to someone else on the team. And so if they make certain efforts, it's good to be grateful. It's good to share credit when they're helping you through something, even if you did most of the work, but they're helping you through and they're your managers. A lot of times this can go a long way in building that relationship. as well as having influence and trust and respect.